As I'm writing this, and you're listening to it, the England rugby team have already won this year's Six Nations Championship with a game in hand. They are poised for a Grand Slam, which is where they win all five games in the tournament this coming weekend, if they can overcome France at home. It's no mean feat and would be their first Grand Slam since 2003. It's also a far cry from the team that was written off last autumn after what was deemed by many as an embarrassing early exit from the World Cup. Whether you are a rugby fan or not, stick with me on this. There are so many parallels between sports teams and running a successful business. What struck me is that this kind of change and success doesn't happen overnight. Many plaudits will be laid at new coach and leader Eddie Jones's door. But should we be giving a nod to former coach Stuart Lancaster, who laid the foundations for success? Jones has been in post less than 4 months, so not long to effect the change. Stuart Lancaster had 4 years to build a team and culture which should have done the job. Whoever you are championing, what learning can we take into running a business? Blood, sweat and tears. Each of the England players, in fact any elite sports person, has trained for years. They spend hours on the training field, putting in the hard yards to get better. It's the same running a business. You've probably spent more evenings than you can remember, poring over plans, thinking up ideas, creating the best workspace and replying to emails. Running a business, like winning a championship, is not easy. If it was, everyone would be doing it. But you're putting in the necessary groundwork. You're laying the foundation so that everything that comes next feeds into your success. Build the right team, front and back. Rugby isn't just about 15 players on the field. In the same way, running a successful business isn't just about the CEO or the visible staff members, like the sales team. The whole setup needs to be effective. Everyone is feeding into the whole. Having the right culture and backroom or back office team is crucial. Rumours of disagreements and upsets over selection decisions in the England camp last autumn certainly didn't help their campaign. Lack of cohesion in your team will have people pulling in different directions and further away from your end goal. Here at ISV, we use tools to ensure we're getting the right team on board. This includes skills testing, psychometric profiling, and face-to-face interviews. The testing is important for us to know that individuals can hit the ground running and how they might behave under pressure. Surround yourself with people who buy into the end goal, people who energise you and allow you to do your best work. Face change head on. Change is tough. Even if you're the type who wants to embrace it, change is still tough. You need to get buy-in and actually deliver that change and not just talk about it. I firmly believe that the foundations of the England rugby team's success were built before this year. But clearly, something wasn't working. In the public eye, the head coach is often made the fall guy, or girl. We see it in football all the time. If something isn't quite right in your business, if you're not achieving targets, or growing at the rate you planned, it could be time to take stock. What changes are necessary? Could you outsource any activities? What holds you up from doing what you love? Should you change the team or roles within it? You showed the courage to step up and run a business. Find that courage again to make any changes. Resilience. This is a big watchword in business leadership at the moment. People who show resilience are likely to be better leaders, more reliable, and deliver the goods. No matter what comes their way, what curveballs life throws at them, resilient people pick themselves up and carry on. There was some harsh criticism post-World Cup, especially of the coach and captain. And the former captain and players in particular have had to weather the media storm and show incredible physical and mental resilience in the last 6 months. The same applies to you. You will most likely have had knockbacks on your journey, naysayers who didn't believe in your objective, or just people and circumstances standing in your way. But every day you get up and you push on in pursuit of your goal. So remember that running a business is not an overnight success story. One key event might change your path or make the difference. But remember, if you don't have strong foundations, whatever you build on top could be at risk of falling down. Everything you are doing or have done in the past should strengthen the foundations. It's so important to put the groundwork in, then you can focus on becoming a match winner.